It's lunchtime, business as usual, at the McDonald's on Broadway.
Chicken to go? All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
But outside on the sidewalk, a handful of activists are protesting the corporate fast food giant. They want to see a living wage for its employees. Lauren Regan is director of the Civil Liberties Defense Center.
We're here because the fast food industry is making $200 billion a year, but yet they're only paying their workers minimum wage. They set the pay scale so that they can receive food stamps and other public benefits. So in essence, we are subsidizing the giant profits that these corporations are making at the same time that these families and low-wage workers are struggling just to make ends meet.
Leonard Stair is with the Teamsters 206. He says he doesn't expect to see Ronald McDonald join them anytime soon.
In the meantime, until we have people that are willing to walk out, then we're willing to just show our unconditional support for them and hope that the support from within materializes.
A manager for the McDonald's watched protesters through a window. She would not comment on the event, except to say she was glad they were soon heading to the Wendy's restaurant down the street. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.